This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The 4th of July fireworks over D.C. shown on PBS last night were amazing. The display over New York's East River also fell into the colossal category. Now, if your town didn't do a show last night, it might have been worry about fire danger or the expense, with insurance premiums for these things on the rise. Reporter Allie Budner has more on how this could affect future Independence Day celebrations.
Charles McKinley owns a pyrotechnics company that puts on fireworks shows in several southeastern states.
Our clients range from cities and municipalities to professional sporting teams, all the way down to small town festivals and weddings.
He says this work has gotten pretty darn expensive. The fireworks industry has been hard hit by supply chain issues and labor shortages, but McKinley says the biggest cost he now has to pass on to his customers is insurance.
There's a ton of risk associated in this business, and, you know, we have to pay for that.
His annual premiums amount to more than $200,000 for $10 million worth of coverage. That includes property insurance, transportation insurance, workers' comp, and, of course, liability. And now climate change is making a risky business even riskier.
We're just seeing a lot more weather activity in the 50 states than we have in the past.
Tammy Town is an insurance underwriter for one of a handful of companies that cover the pyrotechnics industry.
And that could change the insurance environment to equate to higher premiums.
The fireworks industry is heavily regulated and requires tons of safety permits. Julie Heckman heads up the American Pyrotechnics Association. She says during fireworks in drier regions, firefighters are standing by.
And often they will wet down the area where the fireworks are going to be launched.
Heckman says accidents are few and far between.
However, when they do happen, typically it is significant, so there's a high cost associated with that.
That high cost and risk are causing some clients to rethink their 4th of July shows, says Charles McKinley of Pyro Productions.
We are having a lot of interest in drone shows and in laser light shows as an alternative to traditional fireworks.
But some alternatives actually cost more. A drone show can be twice as expensive as fireworks. And Heckman with the American Pyrotechnics Association says a traditional fireworks display brings revenue to cities.
People will camp out all day long. They will book hotel rooms. They will spend money in restaurants.
And she says a laser or drone show is not going to bring out the crowds in the same way. I'm Allie Budner for Marketplace.